Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guests are two fellow Rotarians, past District Governor Tam Mustafa and Penny Byron, and we're going to be discussing vocational service and how that improves our communities.
Let's say good morning first to Penny. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning. How are you, folks?
Oh, fine. And good morning, Dr. Tam.
Good morning, Jenna.
All right. You
know, and Penny's from my neck of the woods.
Is she? We won't hold that against her.
She's from Dutchess County, Wingdale, Dover area.
Yes.
Right. And
right.
Dr.
Yep.
Tam, like me, is from the great frozen north. He's in Columbia County, and I'm in Red Hook, northern Dutchess County. Now we've discussed
but
geography.
Of course, we already know each other, though.
That's
throughout
right.
Throughout the district.
And we're broadcasting from the beautiful Hudson Valley Talk Radio Studios in southern Dutchess County.
Okay, you didn't say Beacon or Fishkill. That's always a big debate, just
yes.
So you know. He's in the Fishkill side. I'm
on the other side of the table.
That's right.
So before we say goodnight, let's talk about vocational training.
When
I was in high school and dinosaurs roamed the earth, there was a two-tier track. There was the academic, they called it, and there was the vocational. And in recent years, vocational education, vocational training has sort of taken a back seat. And people forget how important it is for us to be training in the future generations of mechanics and medical technicians and people like that.
Practical ways of making a living.
So, Dr.
Correct?
Tam, what got you interested in vocational education?
In today's world, more and more people need different vocations, especially when the technology industry is expanding. Why American companies are not able to compete with American workers is because we don't have the training for a lot of the students in different vocations.
And Penny Byron, tell us, when we talk about vocational education, what kind of vocations are we speaking of? What kind of ultimate career choices are we talking about for young people?
Well, I think it's hard today because everything is based on being done instantly. Everybody's used to the microwave and everything's fast food, and it's really, you need to be trained and take the time and go to college, although we're having a hard time now with paying for college. Some people aren't going. But there are the trades, the basic trades, like we were discussing.
Well, let's list a couple of them for our listening audience. Basic trades. Are you talking
carpentry?
If you
have a hard time trying to locate somebody, if you need somebody to repair something in your house, uh-huh. like you say, mechanics,
yeah,
doctors, and lawyers, and all the ones that your mom always wanted you to grow up to be.
Right.
Radio
right.
broadcasting, too.
There you go.
Radio broadcasting involves no talent on our part. It involves a great deal of talent on the part of our engineer, Jay Verzi, who's standing here flipping switches.
He's
way on the other side of the studio.
So,
So it's all professions, basically, you're talking about. I think that your bent or your spin, and don't let me put words into your mouth, so you guys just jump in here. I'm just throwing this out here. You're putting also coming at it from a Rotary position where there are higher ethical standards for people in whatever profession they choose. How does that give back to the community around us, the bigger community and our immediate communities? And is that part of what your mission is in vocational services?
One thing we had to realize that Rotary welcomes all the vocations. One of the standards in Rotary is we recognize the value of every profession, every vocation.
You know, Dr. Tam, I'm glad you said that, because there is an impression out there among many people that Rotarians are just, you know, the local lawyers, local bankers, local doctors. And in some countries, that's true. I mean, I've done makeup meetings in other countries where you've got cabinet ministers and the barristers and the certified public chartered accountants. Whereas in American clubs, we do have a much broader reach into vocations like auto mechanics and plumbing.
Especially
and
in the Hudson Valley, because in the areas that we all live, it is quite rural. And so our Rotary clubs tend to really reflect the entire populace of the communities that we live in, which are, you know, certainly in our agricultural areas, and my Rotary clubs, we have a couple of farmers, old farm families, to, you know, a PhD gentleman who worked on the NASA program, you know, so it encompasses almost every vocation you can think of. Although we are, believe it or not, Jonah, we do not have one attorney in the Millbrook Rotary Club.
I don't know.
Shocking, but true.
I don't know whether it's good or bad.
That's
but
because everybody in Millbrook is law-abiding, doesn't need an attorney.
I'm kind of an example of that also. So I work in the office
club?
At a body shop, so that's not something most people think of when they think of Rotary. But it's
and which
it's
club are you in again?
Patterson
New York.
Club.
Uh huh.
Yep. And we meet 7:15 in the morning, and breakfast is served, and we're a wily bunch.
Uh huh. And well, often going, starting your day.
Yes.
Our guests are Penny Byron and past District Governor Tam Mustafa. Dr. Tam and Penny are talking about vocational education and what Rotary is doing for vocational services. And this fits right in, of course, with our Rotary International President Banerjee has declared the new avenue of service for Rotary youth. Or as we say in the legal profession, UTE. So what is Rotary doing, Dr. Tam, about improving vocational services and vocational education? And Penny, please jump in on this one also.
In Rotary is a second avenue, vocational service. We like to see vocational service used in two different ways. One, every club, we like to see different vocations in the community represented at the club level.
Right.
And the second, every Rotarian has a job or
classification
right. in a way the Rotary expects them to stand out in their vocation as the best example of how selfless and how altruistic a vocation can be used.
And that's what we say when we have higher standards for Rotarians in your professional life when you step away from your meetings. So you attend your meetings for the fellowship and you kind of get a good dose of drinking the Kool-Aid and then you go back out into your professional life and try to put the four-way test mm-hmm. and put those standards into practice in your everyday operation.
Mm-hmm. And the avenue of new generations also, we have the responsibility as adults with the young people from middle school on up and the young career professionals that we lead by example and we offer them the abilities and programs to go out and be able to use their profession and to help in the community.
I think we have to try and work to raise and relieve the stigma, and maybe stigma is too strong a word, that people who went into the vocations as opposed to the professions somehow were second rate because, you know, you've got all these immigrant parents, mine also, who, you know, never had college degrees.
Well, everybody wanted their children to go to college
and
be a professional.
Be doctor and lawyer and, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, in the vocations, you can do extremely well financially and be very proud of your work. And, you know, we're proud to have these folks as Rotarians. So, if you could wave the magic wand, Dr. Tam, and get what you want in vocational services, what would you hope that Rotary would be doing now and in the future to encourage young people to join the vocations?
One of them is every Rotary Club has different vocations. We need to mentor the young people in our vocations. We give them the college day, career day. Same way, we need to get them to come along with us, to our jobs, find out how each vocation works, and also be, as I said, the best example in your profession.
So do we do this through our Interact clubs? Do you feel that's being successfully done? And for our listening audience, Interact is the high school level. I call them the baby Rotarians, affectionately. But it's the high school level. And it's a club that can exist in the school. So, Dr. Tam, do you think that we're doing that successfully through Interact?
We do have more than 32 clubs, to my understanding, in our district, mm-hmm. in Hudson Valley, Interact clubs. Every Interact club should have a Rotarian working with them, an advisor at the school level. So that means the Rotary Club should get involved along with the Rotarian advisor with the Interact. So mm-hmm. they can see how the professions work together, whether it is carpenter or an engineer. They can all work together in the same club.
And I can tell you from experience, because our club has a very active Interact club in the Millbrook School District, and it's terrific for the young people, the students, to come to us, and they participate in a lot of our activities, because, boy, do they give you a shot of energy and inspiration right when you need it most.
And you know what we do in the Red Hook Club? We have a shadowing day where we invite high school students to follow Rotarians in their professions for the day and maybe could become interested. And we're going to find out more about Rotary's commitment to vocational services in just a moment with our two very fine guests. But first, let me remind our listeners they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebwas, and my co-host is the energetic, ever working, vocationally challenged Sarah O'Connell, a very special
guest.
There
you go, girl power.
Right. Dr. Dan Lucifer and Rotarian Byron, we're talking about vocational services. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Poughkeepsie Arlington, Brewster, Cairo, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, if he can pull himself together, Jonah Trebwasser. He's off goofing, making trouble over there in the corner with our engineer, Jay Verzi. And today we are talking to two of our fellow Rotarians, exemplary Rotarians, actually, past District Governor Dr. Tam Mustafa, and the lovely, lovely and energetic Penny Byron. And we've been talking about vocational callings, how Rotary promotes that within Rotary and the community,
especially
beyond,
with young people.
With young people, vocational services, and how that improves our quality of life in our immediate communities. And by vocational services, we talk about every walk of life, every profession. It's not limited to what some people may have assumed are being a plumber or a mechanic, things like that. Very honorable professions, right. Practical professions. We're talking about every type of job or way of making a living, making our way through the world.
And bringing and Rotary's high standards of ethics to these jobs. So I'd like to turn the microphones over to Penny and Dr. Tam. And how does ethics fit in with Rotary's commitment to vocational service?
A Rotarian is expected to be practicing high ethics. I look at Wall Street, the going on what's in the communities all over the world right now. There's a discontent among the young people about the ethical standards of businesses and professions in the world. If everybody is a Rotarian, we wouldn't have that issue, because in Rotary, we expect the businesses and profession to behave in high ethical standards, to think about service beyond what they earn.
Personal gain, beyond their personal gain.
Exactly. And we like to see that promoted at the middle school, high school, in colleges. Maybe the Rotary clubs all over the world, we are trying to encourage them to get competition in the high school, in colleges, about what is ethics. Let's start teaching them and letting them think about ethics in their day-to-day life.
At the club level, we also, we're promoting the last few years within our district, we have vocational service awards where each region in our district, there are 66 clubs and 9 regions, and each area, we nominate Rotarians and non-Rotarians within our area that are living the high ethical standards within their business and their daily lives. And it's very important, and it's nice to see that a lot of times it's the smaller businesses, because they realize how important it is to give back to the community. And when people see that, the community is more likely to do
to
business with
them
because they see that they work honestly and they're there to help them.
Well, I will share with you, Penny and Tam, that this past Wednesday, my club, the Millbrook Club, just awarded our Vocational Service Award to a member of the community. And it was, I'm going to have to do a little shout out here to Maureen Gregory, better known as Mo Around the village of Millbrook, and she works in the post office. And I'm happy to say we probably had 5 people that were submitted from the larger, from the club, the general membership, and there was a lot of discussion, but it was a unanimous award. So we had her for lunch. The mayor was there. She was absolutely blown away and well deserving of somebody who, in her life, everything is above and beyond. People look forward to going to collect their mail. Just saying.
And that award actually should be displayed much better than a Better Business Bureau award, because there is no string attached.
Strings attached. And, yeah, definitely a pat on the back to her. So, well,
you know, our listeners like to know a little bit about our guests. So I'd like to find out from Dr. Tam, what club do you belong to?
Kinderhook.
And you established a new club, right?
Kinderhook Tri-Village
Club. That's right.
I was with Hudson Club for about 35 years before that.
And you were president there.
I was last year.
And you were district governor of the entire Hudson Valley.
When were you district governor, Tam? Remind us.
1999-2000.
Okay.
Right. And you were district governor of the entire Hudson Valley. And not having enough to do as a very prominent, very busy physician, you decided to start a new Rotary Club up there
in Columbia County. It's rewarding to see new people, new to Rotary, getting involved in service. In fact, we do a lot of service in our region with the new club, and I'm so happy to see
that. Right. And if people listening want to get involved in the fun of Rotary and like to join your club, when does it meet and where?
Wednesdays at Valken around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Anybody is welcome. You don't have to be a member right away. You come and see what we do, and then
that's 6 p.m., you mean?
6 p.m.
And
right.
You have supper then, or?
Dinner.
Dinner,
yeah.
And where is it?
Valken. It's in Valencia.
In Valencia, right.
And, of course, you want to know Sarah?
Yes, I want to know how the food is.
food is good. Food is good, and its camaraderie is much better. Fellowship is, and we have a lot of fun.
That's great.
And Penny,
where is your club meet?
We're at Patterson, New York, and we meet in the old Lawler Building, the really old town hall, and now it's also the Hudson Valley Trust. So it matters what you know as to how to get there, because some people don't recognize it as all those names. But we're at the corner of 164 and 311.
And we meet at what time?
7:15 a.m.
In the morning.
Yep, the bell rings and we start laughing
and
we're having fun. Yep, we have a... we have a breakfast buffet.
And what day of the week is this?
It's every Tuesday morning except the first Tuesday, because we're one of the pilot clubs that have dropped a meeting a month, but we use that meeting as a board meeting.
Right.
So the second to Tuesday to the last Tuesday, everybody's welcome.
And if you're in the Patterson or Columbia County area, you can stop in at these clubs and be their guest for lunch, breakfast, or dinner.
And Jonah, if you wanted to know more about Rotary in general, where would you go?
Where would I go?
Could you direct our listeners?
I certainly could. You can go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, and up will pop the Rotary Club nearest to you. Join us for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what meal we serve, and join the fun, the fellowship, and the service to you through vocational services, and get to be friends with such outstanding people as Tam Mustafa or Penny Byron, who are going to tell us a little bit more about vocational services.
You know what I want to talk about quickly? We've talked a lot about the youth. What about the seniors in our communities? Because I know vocational services touches them as well.
One of the things that we do in our club, like Tam was saying before, when we have the career days at high schools, quite often we have seniors that are retired, but they've had amazing careers, and they come and they speak to the seniors in the high schools and speak to them. Also, we have them come and speak at our clubs as vocational talks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very interesting, especially when you listen to how they were raised, how their work ethics were compared to what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it really is important that we keep the ethics into our professions. Mm-hmm. And it's
the ethics, the courtesy, mm-hmm. the respect, yep. the honesty.
Yep.
Sarah, if I can say, Rotary's symbol is the wheel.
Yes.
And that means it encompasses all religions, faiths, all ages.
Mm-hmm.
In all professions, everybody is welcome.
Everybody is welcome and embraced. Well said. There you go. That's a past district governor for you. I have to say, though, Tam is so inspirational. I think one of the first leadership things I ever attended, you were one of our teachers there, and I certainly learned a lot about Rotary in general. But how you can take all these things and apply them into your everyday life, and then, therefore, it goes into the greater community. And I think mm-hmm. that's what we're really trying to get our arms around here.
You know, right now we have a controversy that a lot of jobs are being outsourced outside of the United States. As our Rotary vocational experts, if you've got young people might be listening because they're on the Christmas break here now, or their parents listening, and they may say, you know, college isn't for me. I'd rather go into BOCES. I'd rather go into one of the skilled trades, vocational services that we talked about. What vocations are up and coming in your experience today?
Yeah, what are
especially
in
the medical
field.
What
are the hot professions?
Almost every profession right now, we need people from the local communities. I was interested in reading the other day that India is now outsourcing jobs to this country. I look at the economy like water. It always finds the low level and fills up. Somehow it all comes back.
Uh-huh.
So don't get discouraged. This morning I was listening. The Labor Department released the data saying that our economy is actually growing at 2.6% in this the last 3 months. So the unfortunate thing is the gloom and doom which the experts talk about on talk shows or TV interviews. Don't listen to that.
No, because the operative word was growing.
It is.
At least it's growing,
inch
by inch.
And in the minute we have left, Penny, what would you like to add to that?
I just want to remind the young people in our area and region that I think so many of them are discouraged that there's no jobs out there because that is all that they hear. But to go out and visit different businesses because they are willing, and especially if you know a Rotarian business person, they're quite often willing to go out there and help train you for a vocation. And also the people that have lost jobs, a lot of times if they can contact our Rotary Club, if you contact some of the professions that we have, they're very willing to have you come in and they'll help train you in a new profession. just to help you to get out there in the job force.
And if you want more information about what Rotary offers on vocational services, go to Rotary.org and type in the word vocation in our search engine. And we'd like to thank Penny Byron for coming in this morning, and a very good holiday to you. And Dr. Tam, thank you both.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And tell us, who do we have to thank for bringing us the weekly Christmas present of their sponsorship, Sarah?
Well, Jonah, Tam, and Penny. This week's edition of Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the clubs of Millbrook, New Windsor, Cornwall, Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
On behalf of the entire Radio Rotary team, Betty Renner, our producer, Sarah O'Connell, my lovely co-host, and Jay Verzi, the Wizard of the Engineering Board, this is Jonah Tree-Bwasu wishing you and yours all the very best for the holiday season and a very happy new year, and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary, right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. Back by popular demand, it's Rotary's annual New Year's Eve Millbrook, a free family event for all ages.
Join us for a fabulous evening on New Year's Eve Millbrook, December 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. in the heart of Millbrook, New York.
Enjoy professional entertainment, music for every taste, magic shows, a circus, fun for everyone.
Refreshments available, parking is free. For more information about this free family event, contact info@millbrookrotary.org. That's New Year's Eve Millbrook. Be there.